You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner lets his hair down a bit on this Christmas Day. He's got the story behind his favorite eggnog recipe, and there's a history lesson mixed in.
When the weather gets chilly and people start singing Christmas songs, I get a yearning for a seasonal beverage, eggnog. Now, before you think I'm off target, if I want to talk about history, let me reinforce that I'm certainly going to share some history. And not just my recent history of enjoying a cup or two of homemade eggnog. Also, I must admit up front that I am not a cook, but I have watched as the miracle batch of eggnog is concocted, and I do have respect for a big bowl of southern eggnog, crafted with smooth bourbon. And I am in good company. Our nation's first president, George Washington, served this traditional beverage at his home, Mount Vernon. We know this because the family recipe for eggnog was found in records at his estate. This historic recipe calls for a pint of brandy, a pint of rye whiskey, half a pint of Jamaica rum, and a half pint of sherry, as well as a quart of cream. Yes, that's real cream. A quart of milk and a dozen tablespoons of sugar. And of course it calls for eggs. But what is missing from Washington's recipe is the number of eggs. My wife uses a dozen eggs, separated. She tops the potent, creamy, eggy mixture with the fluffy egg whites and folds them together gently. Washington's recipe doesn't call for nutmeg, but our family version does, freshly grated over a punch bowl. George Washington distilled his own whiskey on his estate and was reputedly the finest whiskey distiller in the colonies. The basis for eggnog likely has its heritage in a British drink called posset, a drink that Merriam-Webster describes as a hot drink of sweetened and spiced milk curdled with ale or wine. It's certainly been in America since early colonial times. Those who know my interest in things military will not be surprised to learn that I have a military connection to eggnog. In 1826, West Point cadets enjoyed traditional eggnog at the Academy on Christmas Eve. Colonel Sylvanus Thayer, the Academy superintendent, forbade students from purchasing, storing, or consuming alcohol. But at least 70 cadets boldly flaunted his rules by having a raucous celebration with eggnog, after which they defaced Academy property and assaulted a couple of officers. As a result, 22 cadets were placed on restriction, and a court of inquiry was held. 19 cadets and one soldier were court-martialed for the Christmas Eve conduct. As a result, 11 were dismissed, and the remaining 8 were remitted from dismissal, all but 3 of them choosing to remain at the academy. Their classmates, including Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis, had testified in their defense. The eggnog riot is a good reminder to young men and women who choose to over-imbibe in potent spirits that their night of fun can have disastrous effects on their future. This potent potable is best served where you intend to spend the next several hours or perhaps all night. When I enjoy eggnog, I do so at home where I can sink into my easy chair, smell the sweet bourbon, and lick the creamy mustache of nog off my lips. No, I do not enjoy the syrupy, artificially flavored dairy product that masquerades as eggnog. It is an offense to my sensibilities. I confess that I am something of an eggnog traditionalist, both when it comes to the nog and to the history. And when the holidays arrive and a chill fills the air, I think it's time for eggnog, a beverage whose history matters.
I'll take the opportunity to call Gary Joyner an eggnog snob. Merry Christmas. You can find his wife Marilyn's eggnog recipe on our website at redriverradio.org. Click on the History Matters commentary to find it, and be sure to have enough eggs on hand.